Well, I don't care how gauche you think it is. I am going to carry on my grandmother's proud tradition of executing our prisoners myself. I'm in charge, and I know how to swing an axe. So stand aside. I'm going to see all the prisoners on death row, whether you like it or not. What? There's just one prisoner? That's a little disappointing. You couldn't round up any more for my big debut? Very well, but my point still stands. Let me through. Wait. The presentation has to be perfect. I'm gonna try again with a different line, and you have to act scared, okay? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Yes, well, I am your ruler. Do as I say, you miserable worm. Yeah, now open the door. Thank you. Now, where are they? My one prisoner. Oh. Well, hello there. I must say, you don't look like what I expected my only prisoner to look like. What did I expect? Not someone who has all their teeth and a pair of elegant-looking forearms. Now get up off the floor. I'm going to swish my cape dramatically, and you can't miss it. Now arise. I am the ruler of these lands, and you are my bound prisoner by law. Ooh, I love saying that. No, you have to arise because I said so. That's what this crown on my head is for. That's what it means. You doing what I say. Because I own you? And you're behind the bars of the cage. Okay. Shall we do another take, then? What? You want a hot meal first before you'll do anything? That's too bad. I don't have to bargain with you. Wait. When was the last time you were fed? You're supposed to get 2 meals a day. 3 days ago? 3 days ago? Oh, I'm going to fire someone. Very well. You will be fed after you arise and speak with me. You have my word. Besides, I really want to get a better look at you. Oh, you're a tall one, aren't you? I like that. Don't smirk at me. I'm the only one with the keys to your cage. Have a little respect. But, why weren't you fed, though? That's not how we do things, and you're the only prisoner, so it's not like they're going to miss you. You are my prisoner. Ugh, I love saying that. And you're under my charge until I execute you. So I will investigate. And feed you. Because I am as generous as I am beautiful. No, you're not allowed to nod in agreement. You're supposed to recoil in horror. But thank you. I'm glad someone else finally noticed. What was I saying? Oh, do you have a name, prisoner? Yes, that was my line. I am Lady Poska. Ah, lovely. Are you named for your parents? Oh, I see. You make your own path. Excuse my powers of observation, but your path has led you into my dungeon. I'm not sure that's worked out for you. Are you laughing at my joke? Are you just trying to show off all your teeth? How refreshing to see someone have good humor about their situation. I almost don't want to kill you. Maybe I should keep you. Are you raising your hand at me to ask a question? Yes, yes, fine. What is it? Why am I speaking with you? Oh, that's an excellent question. I love talking about myself. Now that my father has finally passed, I am ruler of these lands. And I want to resume our tradition of the rulers executing our prisoners by hand. Another arm raise. Yes, yes, what is your question? I look too pretty to kill people. That's not a question. Take it back. You're my prisoner. I own you. You can't... Yes, I know I don't look like the type to swing an axe and decapitate someone, but this is important to me. I know it's going to sound strange to you from inside that cell, but lives have value. If I'm going to condemn someone to death, then I should be ready to kill them. Oh, and that's my question. What is your crime, my prisoner? I didn't raise my hand before I asked a question. Shut up. I'll kill you. Answer the question. I'm not laughing. You tell me what you did. You must tell me. You're too good looking. Stop. Stop. You can't joke with me at a time like this. Here, I have your records with me. I brought them in case you didn't feel like talking. How wrong I was. This record is incomplete. It says you were caught stealing, and we don't execute for that. Only calculated murder and treason win you a date with my axe. What has happened? What did you steal? You stole the heart of someone's daughter. Stop it. I am very resolute. Making me laugh won't make me spare you, prisoner. This whole time, I've been imagining what your head looks like severed. Wait, you swear that's what happened? That doesn't make any sense. If I didn't have your wrong record in front of me, I wouldn't believe it. Keep talking, then. Whose heart did you steal? The daughter of a noble. That doesn't sound so bad. The nobility are known to sometimes be courted by necromancers and gentry. They're technically working class, but they are extremely wealthy. Oh, you rejected her. the noblewoman. You did not. That's a delightful bit of gossip, even if I'm not sure it's true. Please, tell me more. Give me a name. Who did you reject? Lady Scarlet, the Duke's daughter. Ah, yeah, I could see why one might reject her. I shouldn't say any more. Her father always pays his taxes on time, and I love that about him. Stop it. Your jokes are horrific. Now, listen, my prisoner. I am going to step towards the bars of your cell, and you must step closer to me as well. I want to look into your eyes. Very badly, in fact. That's a fetching color. An iris that's a compelling color in the dim torchlight of the dungeon must be a marvel outside where the sun is shining. Did Lady Scarlet get lost in them before you rejected her? You say, when you rejected her, she had you arrested under false charges. She said you stole her silver dinnerware. There's no mention of what you stole on this prisoner record. And I had supper with Scarlet and her father last week. We used silver dinnerware. By the gods, you're telling the truth, aren't you? Scarlet is a fragile soul, and I've seen the way she treats her servants. Someone is in very big trouble. Tell me more about your encounter with Scarlet. Any details you can remember. The color of her hair, what she wore, what she said. I am your attentive listener now. Oh, I have never been so furious in all my life. You could have died, and then I would have looked like a fool. I will make this right. I will. You don't mind, since it means you got to meet me. I'm not blushing. I'm just very warm. You say foolish things, and I like it. Gods, give me strength. I have so much work ahead of me. So many guards to retrain. And I'll have to punish Scarlet. Maybe she'll wash all her silver dinnerware without the help of her servants. To start. And you need to eat. I'm a little sad you're not technically my prisoner. I like the sight of you behind bars. And I like knowing I'm the only one with a key to get to you. What if I abused my privilege? What if I burned your prisoner record and just kept you? I can keep you anyway. Oh, you know just what to say, don't you? And what would Scarlet think if she came to court and saw you on my arm? Oh, that's delicious. Well, Come along, pet. Let's get you some dinner. You're mine now, but thank you for being willing. That's easier for me.